WBBM time, 10:32.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Tommy Grimes. How much power do any of us really have over our own destiny? Not much, I'm afraid. Seems to me that our only real power is over our response to the accidents of our fate. The problem is not to try to control what is outside ourselves so much as what is inside of us, which poses the sticky problem of ethics. Who among us knows himself enough to predict his own actions under unexpected and unfamiliar pressure? A forced choice of life or death, for example, of killing or being killed.
But why? Why me? There's no reason to kill me. Him, maybe, but not me.
Sure, there's a reason. I can't leave you here alive to blow the whistle on me.
But I won't. I won't say anything.
Would you take that chance? If you were me?
But please. I don't want to die.
Neither do I.
Our mystery drama, The Woman Who Wanted to Live, was written especially for Mystery Theater by Bryce Walton and stars Larry Haynes and Roberta Maxwell. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
What do doctors recommend to avoid constipation? These days, doctors stress the importance of dietary fiber to help the system regulate itself naturally. Metamucil is the laxative made from natural fiber, no chemical stimulants. That's why doctors recommend Metamucil more often than any other laxative. Try Metamucil powder or pre-measured packets of Metamucil instant mix in regular or orange flavor and save 50 cents. Look for the coupon in June's Reader's Digest. Read label and follow directions.
Wednesday on CBS television, witness the last desperate attempt to save the monarch of the Asian jungle, the Indian elephant. It's a race against time as local tribespeople and Asian naturalists use highly dangerous age-old methods as well as the most modern means to create a haven for the endangered elephants. But will they survive? Don't miss the last roundup of the elephants, narrated by Jason Robards, Wednesday at 8, 7 Central and Mountain on CBS television.
When it comes to ground beef, come to Jewel. Jewel offers you a choice. 85% lean, 80% lean, extra value blend, and 70% lean ground beef. And did you know, every Jewel butcher shop grinds its own ground beef fresh three times each day. How about this, too? Through Wednesday, 70% lean ground beef is only $1.29 a pound in packages of 5 pounds or more. Now, while you're picking up ground beef, pick up a Great America ticket, too. Buy one regular ticket at Jewel. Then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th, that one ticket will admit two to Great America anytime after 3 o'clock. Great America calls it two-for-one nights. You'll call it saving at Jewel.
We've been a friend of the family for 50 years. You're a friend of the family. Friend of the family. You're a friend of the family.
A night of thunder and rain and darkness. A night of fateful coincidences. A night that invites violence and vengeance, for its darkness hides Ray Barden, robber and man-killer. A few hours ago, Barden broke out of the maximum security prison at Browndale. Armed, wounded, deadly. He stumbles out of a forest of wild cypress onto a lonely stretch of coast road. There is almost no traffic. The only light visible for miles comes from a small garage and filling station. The attendant inside the station, a blonde young man bends over the cash register, checking the day's receipts.
7, 8, 9, and that's another 10. For a grand total of $53.61. I didn't hear anybody drive up.
No, nobody did.
Oh, ran out of gas, huh?
Yeah, you could say that.
Have far to walk?
Far enough.
Boy, what a night to be... Oh, boy. A live one.
Right. And don't push, Sonny, or I'll blow you away.
For $53.61?
For nothing.
Okay, okay. I'll play. Watch that cannon, Bandito. My daddy once told me never point a gun at a guy unless you intend to use it.
Good advice. He ever tell you to shut up?
Yeah, I
see. You better shut up. I just reached behind you to the sack of tires.
This rack here?
Yeah, that's the one. Now find the empty chain sack. That's it. Now put the $53.61 in the sack. All right. Now toss the sack over here by the door.
In the good old days, you'd be robbing the rich and giving that to me.
Yeah, maybe in an old movie. Okay. Let's have the keys.
What keys?
To the Jeep out there.
Oh, sure. They won't do you any good, though.
Why not?
The Jeep's had it. Rod's burned out.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's war surplus. Near burned out when I got it. Mister, you won't get that Jeep out into the highway.
Yeah, well, I'll find out. But first, you see that roll of friction tape on the shelf?
Yeah, sure, I see it.
All right, now take it and plaster up that big mouth of yours.
Now, there's no reason
and
to...
And then I want you to lie belly down on the floor... With your hands behind your back.
What do you know? A second customer. When it rains, it pours.
Hold it, kid. Don't trip. No, you dumbhead. Too bad, Sonny. What better dead than dumb? All right, inside, lady. I said get in here. But just stay out of that handbag.
Just... want a cigarette, Mr. Barton. But it seems I left them in the car.
Just stand right there.
Or you'll blow me away, I know. You just gave me a demonstration. Is he dead?
What's it to you?
I only thought if he needed help...
All he needs is a funeral.
He is dead, isn't he? All at once, gone. Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they go.
That's how you did it. Why? Why do you have to kill?
He was dumb. He thought you driving up drew my eyes away and he could push me. And you're not smart either.
Just bad timing. Sorry about that.
It's your funeral. Did you come in alone?
You see anyone in the car?
No. But a friend could have run off somewhere down the road to call the cops.
I'm alone now.
No friends, huh?
Not a one.
What a waste. A looker like you. Yeah, a real looker. It's too bad.
That's why I'm not supposed to be smart. All blonde lookers have to be dumb.
I knew a smart blonde once, a long time back. But she didn't have your style. Yeah. A real waste. But I've got to be on my way. So I'll take your car. You won't be needing it.
But why? Why me?
Why should you care when in a minute you'll be dead?
But what reason? Him, maybe. But not me.
I just want a cigarette, Mr. Barton. You're dumb. Same as him. Admitting you know me, know my name, and that's dumb. And I can't leave you here to blow the whistle on me.
But I won't.
Would you believe that? If you was me?
You've got to believe me.
I can't take that chance.
Please. I don't want to die.
Neither do I. So, what's new?
Well, some people don't seem to care much. But life started to be good to me. I care a lot.
So do I. I'm out of the prison cage with a chance to stay out. It's the last break I'll ever get. I'm not leaving you here alive to bury me.
No. I won't die. I won't.
Oh, sure you will. We all will. Like you said, the timing's just a little off.
I won't die now. Later, maybe. Anytime later. But not now.
Well, just do us both a favor, huh? Don't fight it. It can be quick and easy, but if you fight it, it can get all messed up. I just step back there on the other side of the window.
You're weird. You're going to kill me anyway, and you're giving me orders. You're going to turn out the lights, lock the door. You want me out of sight of anyone who might look in through the window. You figure that'll give you a good run before anyone uncovers anything here, right?
Shut up.
Or you'll kill me. I should do you a favor. Walk to my place of execution. Assume my proper position. Die by the numbers with a smile. You're the type that'd have a body digging its own grave.
All right. So have it your way.
I will. And sorry to inconvenience you, Mr. Barden. I'll fight. I'll resist. And when it's done, you'll have to drag me where you want me. That won't be easy, will it, Barden? With that bum arm, losing what's left of your blood? You can hardly drag yourself around.
I'll manage.
Then what?
Then what?
See?
Oh.
You don't have enough strength left to chew bacon. Here, let me...
No. You just get back. I gotta move out.
I can help you, Ray Barden. Let me.
You help me?
Listen to me, Ray. It can be different with me.
Because you're a woman?
I'm not just any woman. You need me.
I don't need you. I don't need anybody.
You need me. Alive, not dead.
How's that?
We need each other, Ray. We both want to live. Right? I'll help you stay alive. And that'll keep me alive.
Are you stalling?
Sure I'm stalling. Wouldn't you? But I'm also telling you like it is, Ray.
Like you wish it was.
You have to take me with you.
You're crazy.
You're crazy, thinking you can go it alone. You're badly wounded. You've lost a lot of blood. You're getting weaker. How far do you figure on going by yourself?
That'll be my problem.
With one arm, it'll be a problem, all right. My car's a stick shift. And even if you can drive, you'll pass out at the wheel anyway. You're almost out now. Out in your feet.
Is that what you're waiting for? Stalling, huh?
I'm stalling off getting shot dead. And I'll stall that off as long as I can. That's what I'm saying. I want to stay alive, that's all. And to stay alive, I'll go with you. I'll drive. Ray, if we're stopped, if there's any trouble, it's my car I'm driving. It's my driver's license. Won't that look better? Won't that give you an edge?
Maybe.
Why maybe?
Maybe you'd shoot your mouth off.
Why in heaven's name would I take a chance like that? You're there beside me. You've got the gun. I'm going to shoot my mouth off. Ray, I'll be thinking of just one thing. Just one. That you can always kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can always do that.
I'll drive, Ray. You can rest. You've got to rest.
Rest, yeah. A little rest. That wouldn't be so hard to take.
Maybe we can even stop over somewhere after we get down the line a ways. And we can get a repair job on that arm.
No, no, that's out. I'm not stopping anywhere until I...
All right. If we have to stop. If there's car trouble or anything, I'll be a good cover for you, right? That would throw them off, wouldn't it? You and me, traveling companions. Who'd ever figure that?
Yeah, I sure wouldn't.
Give us both a chance, Ray. You'll have a lot better chance making it over the state line or wherever you're heading. And while I'm helping you, I'll be alive. And maybe you won't ever kill me.
Why not?
You get to where you're going and you're safe. Maybe by that time, you won't want to kill me.
I don't want to kill you now. Only time I ever wanted to kill was in the war. When I wanted a medal. I wanted to be a hero. I only do it now when I have to.
Maybe with me you won't have to.
If I do have to, I hope you don't forget that I will.
I won't forget. Didn't I tell you? That's all I'll be thinking about.
All right, so let's move out.
Thank you, Ray.
Get in the car.
You get in and
don't you ever do what you're told?
I've got to fill up the tank. Remember, I drove in to get gas.
So get the gas. And don't forget to check the tires and the oil and catch that windshield while you're at it.
You go on, Ray. Get in the car. Take it easy. I'll turn out the lights. Lock up. Here. I'll hang this close sign outside the door. That'll give us some more time.
Yeah, you do that now, and then we'll both go out.
What are you worried about? What could I...
You can get a yen to run out the back door into the boondocks, or maybe try a quick phone call or leave the phone off the hook.
No way. I'm not taking any chances, Ray. Not a one. We made a deal. I'm alive.
Yeah, I know. And you'll do anything to stay that way.
That's right. Just anything at all.
Here we have a most unlikely pair to be riding off together into the night. A pair that, it seems to me, could only have gotten together through the most extraordinary coincidence. They share one powerful bond of togetherness, the desire to live, to survive at any cost. They'll do anything to go on living. They'll even tolerate each other's company, which in Liza's case would seem to indicate a great love of life indeed. Perhaps we'll begin to see in Act Two just how far she's willing to go.
Working hard, you keep on trying. You want a break, there's no denying. So get the taste that's satisfying. Maxwell House in you. Get that good to the best of feeling. Maxwell House, only Maxwell House.
A taste, a feeling like no other coffee. Always good to the last drop.
It's athletes versus MS. Meet Jim Hart of the St. Louis Cardinals football team.
Football's a game where you learn fast about teamwork. You can't win a game by yourself. That's why I believe in athletes versus MS. Athletes from every sport, Billie Jean King, Muhammad Ali, Stan Musial, have teamed together to ask everyone to join and help win the fight against multiple sclerosis, the great crippler of young adults. There's no cure yet, but there's hope through research. Support your local chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is WBBM Chicago News Radio 78. We'll get back to the Mystery Theater in just a minute. But first, we want to bring you up to date on that five-alarm fire underway now in a massive one-story brick building out on the south side of Chicago at 74th and Honorary. At the scene, WBBM's Regine Schlesinger.
And Len, this fire is continuing to rage out of control out here in it's actually a five-block-long building. The fire is burning in about, now it's spread to about a three-block-long section of the building. The building runs from Damon Avenue to Ashland between 74th and 75th, about 150 feet wide. And just about every few minutes, huge orange fireballs are billowing up from the building as sections of the roof cave in. The firemen are just having a very difficult time out here. Part of the reason is that the building is bricked up, the walls of the building, and so they're having a hard time getting to the fire. They're mainly pouring water in from the top of the building from four snorkel units that are out here. They're posted on all sides of the building. Extra police have been called in. The street lights are out right now, so that's also making their job a little bit more difficult. Right now there are about 175 firefighters out here using about 40 pieces of equipment, including those four snorkels. It's apparently a vacant warehouse. Most of the building is vacant. There's a chance that part of it is occupied. But at this moment, there's no danger of the fire spreading to any residential areas around here. From 74th and Honoray, this is Regine Schlesinger.
Regine, earlier you indicated that at the request of the fire department, Commonwealth Edison, the electric utility, had to cut off electrical service out there. Do you have any idea why that happened? I can't recall that ever occurring before.
No, I really don't know. I'm standing here at 74th and Honoray, and some of the homes around here are still without power. You can see that they're all darkened, and as I said, the streetlights are out. I don't know why they've done that. I don't know if that's standard procedure or not, but we'll check with some of the firefighters and see if they have any idea.
Regine, we thank you very much for that update report. Regine Schlesinger of our staff out at that five-alarm fire, raging out of control yet, at 74th and Honorary. The time now is 10:51. Let's get back to tonight's edition of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
But one of history's most persistent lessons seems to be that you cannot take your existence for granted. Particularly if you fail to lock your doors and windows, take a walk at night, count your money alone on a dark, deserted road, or accept rides from strangers. Even if you're an infamous murderer and the stranger who picks you up is a pretty young blonde, you just never can tell. Incidentally, in this age of liberation, women are still supposed by some to be emotional creatures who cannot withstand the rigors of emergencies. I never did believe it.
My name is Liza.
You knew my name before you saw me.
Right. The radio. Conked out during the storm. Still fouled up. But it told all about how you and two other lifers shot your way out of Brownsdale and...
We was already out on a work detail. Only this time, we had the guns.
Right. And you gunned down a couple of dumb guards and escaped through the swamp. Your description, wounded arm, everything. I knew you on sight.
Yeah. And you just had to tell me, huh?
I didn't think. I just blurted your name out. Really took me by surprise, you know? Like bumping into a famous movie star.
A movie star?
A shock of recognition.
That wasn't smart.
But why should you have to kill me for recognizing you? What if you'd tied me up and left me alive there? And they found me, and I told them, sure, Ray Barden was here, and he went that away. So what?
So I'd be dead.
Why? I mean, wouldn't they assume you'd been there anyway? They know you just got across the swamp, and Brownsdale's just off there through the woods.
No, because they got me running the opposite direction. South, into Florida.
How come?
I set it up. Planted decoys down south saying they saw me. If they ever get wind I'm heading this way, I'm a goner.
Why?
Because they'll know just where I'm heading if I'm lambing north. There's only one place I can go to hide away safe, and they'll be there.
But that boy back in the station killed and robbed, won't they suspect you anyway? I mean, it's just across the swamp.
They know one of the other cons headed this way. Little Bo, they call him. Little and mean. They'll lay the filling station job on him if he hasn't already gone west.
Gone west?
Yeah. That's what the boys call getting wasted, buried. Now, they won't take Little Bo alive either. The warden doesn't want any of us brought in alive. Dead, he said. Deader than hog meat. I don't know why they call it going west, though.
Primitive people worshiped the sun. Thought it was a living god. When it set in the west, they thought it died. Maybe that's it.
How did you figure that?
I didn't. Read it once. In a book.
I've had plenty of time, but not for books. Not for talk, either. I don't like a lot of blab. But it's okay now, Doc. Talking helps keep me awake. So you just drive, and we talk. And that's it. One wrong word, one wrong look to anybody else. I mean, a cop, a station attendant, anybody. And you're finished.
I hear you, Ray. I don't want to go west for a long time.
Okay. Now, let's see. US 16's about 2 miles ahead. And you make a right on 16.
Why?
Look, you just turn. And maybe a roadblock.
Why, if they figure you're running south?
Little Bo, remember? Or anyone else they can net.
But they hardly mentioned this Little Bo or any of the others. Just you.
Okay, so Little Bo's not a top star. Never copped an Oscar. He's well thought of in the trade, though. And they want him just as dead as they want me.
Well, anyway, forget 16. There's no roadblock.
There could be.
But there isn't. I was driving south when I stopped back there for gas. I went through that intersection. There's no roadblock.
They always block the same roads in this county when there's a Brownsdale break. So you just turn right and don't bug me.
But I drove down US 90 all the way from Palm City. There's no action, Ray. No roadblocks. Nothing doing.
You're fixing to run me into a trap, huh?
You've got the gun. I'm staking my life on it, remember? No roadblock. Besides, you can make good time on 90. Turn off on 16 and we end up in a mud hole. It's supposed to be graveled. But after this downpour, half of it will be underwater. And I don't have any chains.
All right. All right, you stay on 90. But if you run me into that roadblock, I'm taking some pigs with me. And you're going to be number one.
I hear you, Ray. Believe me, I hear you loud and clear.
They'll be here in the dark. We can't see them.
Ray, don't shoot. I'm Liza, remember? Wake up.
Liza.
Yeah. I'm driving. Remember? Shoot me and you'll wreck both of us.
Liza. Oh, sure. Liza, I remember. Yeah, the woman who wants to live.
That's me. So just put the gun away.
Yeah, I was having a bad dream. Hey, wait a minute. I've been sleeping. Where are we? What are you up to?
Nothing. It's all right, Ray. You just dozed off for a couple of minutes.
How do I know? What are you trying to pull?
We're on 90. See, back there? Just past 16. And no roadblock. You see a roadblock?
Could have been. And I was sleeping like a dumb baby in its crib. Now, don't you do that again, Liza. Listen, you let me sleep again and you've had it.
Okay, so you won't trust me.
What's trust got to do with it? I know you're just waiting for your chance.
What chance? What do? Wait for you to go to sleep? Try to get that gun from under your coat? I'm gonna chance you waking up and blowing my head off. And what if I get the gun? I'm terrified of guns. You think I'd know what to do with a gun?
Yeah, I think you'd know what to do with a gun. Everybody in this neck of the woods knows guns.
I don't. And if I had, I wouldn't take the chance. Long as I'm alive, I don't risk being made dead.
So what about the lights up ahead? The roadblock you said wasn't there.
It isn't here. That's a town.
A town?
Canesville. Just a bump in the road. Take a deep breath and we'll be through it.
Now, don't you kid me. All these little birds down here are speed traps. Now, just slow down.
I'm slowing down.
Slower.
35?
25. 15. Now, some fat sheriff is going to want to write you out a ticket for speeding. $100 or a week in a slammer. You want to draw one out, don't you, so you can finger me.
Canesville's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah. Hey, what's that thing nosing out between the buildings with the circling red light on top, huh?
Just pull up that coat collar and relax.
He's right there waiting. If he follows us...
He won't. See? Look back. Is he following us?
No, not yet. He's got a radio, though. He'll be calling all cars after that hand signal. You really are dumb. What made you figure you could get away with that?
I just waved to him.
You waved to a cop. You just waved goodbye.
Ray, I had to do it. I know him. It was old Sheriff Bender.
You signaled something and told him something.
Do you see him following us? No, you don't, do you? He isn't calling to anybody on any radio either. I tell you, I've known old Tom Bender for years, and he knows me. I drive through Canesville every day going to work and back. I had to wave to him.
Why?
Because I always do. And if I hadn't done it this time, he would have been suspicious.
Okay. You better be right.
Why would I pull a dumb stunt like that if I want to stay alive? You're not thinking straight. You're beat, Ray. You're folding. How long's it been since you had any sleep or food?
A couple of days, I guess. It seems more like a month.
You're so worried about staying awake. There's a bottle of pills in the glove compartment.
This brown bottle?
Yeah, only a few, but you're welcome to them. I don't need any. I've never been more wide awake in my life.
There's no label on the bottle.
The tablets came in a box. I put them in the bottle.
Yeah. How do I know they're not poison or sleeping pills?
I'll take some.
There's only about 10 tablets here. If you're used to taking them, maybe You could eat all 10 and still stay awake.
Your arm must hurt a lot.
Oh, that pain keeps me awake.
It's probably infected and poisoning your whole system.
Could be.
We ought to stop somewhere. Try to take care of it.
I'll fix it up when I get to the oil patch.
There's a motel coming up.
Yeah, I see it. Just keep driving.
But you said they had you running south. No one will see you. I could register for us. You could rest a few hours, get that arm fixed up, and...
Forget it. But keep talking. You're doing fine.
Not so fine. The way you keep nodding off. How about you doing a little talking?
What could I talk about?
About what it was like?
You mean up the river? You can't tell anyone about it who hasn't lived in a cage for 15 years. If you have lived in a cage, you wouldn't ask. But it can be good in a cage.
Good?
Yeah, if you like security. That's the real reason most guys get themselves sent up. They can't face the real thing. They can't make it on the outside.
Escape into a cage?
Yeah. Most of the cons love their cage. Want to spend their lives there. If they're let out, they can't wait to get back in. There's a con I knew named Maurice. Paid the foreman and the captain to hold his job and his cell until he got back in. And when they got out, they pull his job as soon as they can. They get caught.
What about you? Ray?
Why did you say something?
I said, what about you?
What about me? What?
You wouldn't go back.
No, I'd rather go west.
Not me. I'd rather be any place, I think, than dead.
There's some places. Yeah, you haven't been. No, no.
Ray? Ray? You really asleep, Ray? We're playing possum. Seeing if I'll take a chance. Risk my life on a long shot.
Ma'am, we're stopping all traffic here.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, I'm going to have to have a look at your driver's license, ma'am.
If you were Liza, would you consider this moment a chance to save your life or lose it? It would seem to be a most dangerous gamble either way. Liza certainly seems to have a cool head in any case, which only goes to prove that win, lose, or draw, the prime requisite for any cutthroat game is cool courage. We shall try to find out what sort of a game this is in Act 3.
I told the garage man all I need is a simple lube and oil change. He says, nothing simple, lady. Then he talks to me about tune-ups, wheel alignments. I asked if they're guaranteed. He says, it ain't that simple. So I took my car to Goodyear.
At Goodyear, all work done on your car is guaranteed in writing. And our limited warranty is good at over 1,300 Goodyear service stores nationwide. Get a lube and oil change now for $8, slightly higher in California. For guaranteed auto service, come up to Goodyear.
Do you smoke?
I smoke close to 2 packs a day.
Mr. John Gatto, Bethpage, New York.
It changes the color of the teeth.
He used Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish.
I saw a really big difference.
Topol Tooth Polish with 3 ingredients to clean and polish helps remove ugly tobacco stains.
It's very pleasant tasting and gentle. I've noticed a remarkable change in the color of my teeth.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish with 3 ingredients to clean and polish helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol is gentle enough so you can use it every day.
4 years of college is expensive, no matter how much you've saved for it, and it's important, no matter how much it costs. So my friend Hal sounded worried when he told me about his daughter getting into the university. How am I going to pay for that on my salary? Tuition is a fortune. Sound familiar? Well, anyway, a week later, I ran into Hal again, only this time he was all smiles. It seems he'd stopped in at Household Finance and found the kind of expert financial advice he'd been looking for. The HFC manager there told Hal about HFC's Equity Plus loan, where Hal could use the equity in his home to borrow the money he needed. Then the HFC expert helped Hal figure out his equity and what monthly payments best fit his budget. Hal said HFC was an education in itself, fast, friendly, and informative. That's why Hal got an Equity Plus loan. So if the higher cost of higher education is worrying you, talk to Hal's friends at HFC.
The HFC Equity Plus Loan. See your phone book for the office nearest you. This is Len Walter at 1107 on WBBM Chicago News Radio 78. We'll get back to Act 3 of the Mystery Theater in just a moment. But first, because there is a lot of problems on the south side, we do want to go back to Regine Schlesinger at 74th and Honore, where firemen are battling a five-alarm fire. Still out of control, Regine?
Yeah, Len, this fire is still raging out of control. Firemen are continuing to pour water on the roof of the building from the snorkel units all around the building. It's a five-block-long building between Ashland and Damon at 74th Street. With me right now is Assistant Deputy Fire Commissioner William Foley, who's in charge of the scene out here. Commissioner Foley, what's the situation? What are the worst problems out here in fighting this fire?
The worst problem here is the size of the building itself. The fire area in the building is approximately 1,000 foot by about 400 foot. It's a truss-type roof, and of course, that extensive area would prohibit committing manpower underneath the type of roof fire that's going on now.
Any idea how this started?
No, we're having an investigation made of the fire. There was some drum storage at the Wood Street end of the building, and the fire apparently started in the drum storage.
Any idea of whether there was any toxic chemicals in there or anything like that?
No, we haven't been able to get into the area where the fire started. There was a series of barrel explosions for a period lasting about a half hour. Beyond that, we don't have any definitive information.
And there are about 175 firefighters out here. They are some of the firemen are up in snorkel units, so the power in the area has been shut off because they are working very close to the electrical lines out here. They're pouring water on the top of the building. Some of the walls of the building, most of the walls have been bricked up, and so it's very difficult for them to get any sort of access to the fire area. They're still out here, and they're going to be out here for quite some time. Glenn?
Regina, I understand the power, the electrical power from ComEd is still off in the area from 71st to 74th, heading north and south, and what is that, from Wood to Walcott?
That's approximately right. I'm standing right now at about 74th and Honore, or actually closer to Damon, and the buildings over here are all very darkened. I don't know exactly how wide an area is without power.
Regine, thank you very much. We did want to indicate that that was only a precaution that electrical power was cut off because of the potential electrical shock hazard to firefighters. If you're in that area and you're listening on a transistor radio, just stay with us and we'll keep you up to date on what is happening out there and also the latest information on when your electric power will be restored. It's now 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. Let's get back to tonight's edition of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
Upon a time, when murder occurred, a popular cry was Cherchez la femme, find the woman. In our story, the woman has found the murderer, and she has vowed repeatedly to go to any lengths to avoid being the murderer's next victim. But the murderer seems dubious. So am I. I can only quote from the writings of that seer of human motivation, Dr. Sigmund Freud. Despite my 30 years of research into the feminine soul, wrote the good doctor, I have not been able to answer the great question that has never been answered. What does a woman want?
I'll trouble you for your auto registration, ma'am.
It's right there, folded up in the back of my license.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Thank you, ma'am. Real nasty night, ain't it? Got ourselves a mess of accidents.
Yes, I saw all these lights. Three police cars. I thought there'd been an accident here.
Oh, no, ma'am. Just checking on every vehicle headed north. Had a bad bust out over to Brownsdale. Got some real mean ones running loose.
Got a mean one right here beside me, officer. But he's sleeping it off.
He's sleeping like it was about to go out of style.
That's the way he was, drinking over at Al's watering hole.
Yeah. We're grateful he's got a good woman to drive him home. Well, here's your ID, Mrs. Lindsay. Much obliged to you for your patience and trouble.
Happy to help you, officer.
Ma'am, we also got to warn everybody. The canal bridge 2 miles ahead is washed out. You'll have to take a kind of lengthy and rough detour around 19A.
Through the cypress jungle?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Unless you want to head back south to a motel and lay over till morning.
Can't do that.
Hope you got yourself a fat tank of gas.
About 3/4 full.
That ought to do it. Reckon you know that's a mighty wild country through there. Now, don't stop for anything and don't pick up nobody. Not even a little child crying in the rain. Might be a decoy. Some folks living in the swamps there are meaner than anything ever broke out of Brownsdale.
We'll be careful, officer. Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, storm's running off into the Gulf. You'll have a nice sunny day tomorrow.
We could sure use some sun. Thanks again.
Bad dream. Cops all around the car, cops looking in, grinning on me like I was a rat in a cage.
We're all right, Ray. We're clear. I told them you were sleeping off an overdose of stump water.
You know, you're crazy. You could have done it then. You had me.
No, too risky. How'd I know you were really sleeping or dreaming? And what if you were asleep? You'd wake up all of a sudden and start blasting away. Me first, you said. Remember?
Yeah. Just wanting to live. Is that all of it? You're getting high on this trip like a freak show or something, getting your kicks?
A little, maybe. Mostly I'm scared.
You could fool me.
How'd you get started in your profession? I mean, you weren't always killing people.
I never considered it. Till the war. And then they paid me to kill people and gave me a medal for being good at it. When I was mustered out and went back to my dad's farm to work, I got restless, and the pay was poor. And then I found out there was a lot of killing jobs around paying top money.
A hitman?
Yeah, that. And professional soldiering and other things.
You like to kill?
No, not anymore. I got used to it when it was legal. That made it easier. Good money made it easier. Maybe too easy. After a while, killing a man is as easy as stepping on a cockroach. Hey, where you going?
Canal Bridge washed out up ahead on Route 90. Have to take a detour through the cypress woods. But the storm's going over tonight. We'll have warm sun, Ray, and blue skies.
Oh. I don't trust the weather either. It's a double of a place for a flat tire.
If there's a nice day for a flat, though, this is it.
I'd get out and help, but I don't want to be spotted.
You're in no condition to help. And anyway, I can handle it just fine. I'll have this spare on in a jiffy.
If I can just get across the state line into the oil patch without being recognized, I'm home free.
What's the oil patch?
Oil fields stretching from Lafayette to the Gulf of Mexico. They take on anybody there to work as a roustabout and no questions asked. They'll never dig me out of there.
We'll make it, Ray. Ought to be there by morning. Then you won't have to kill me. Will you?
Listen. Somebody's over there. Over there in that stand of pine. Something moved.
Stay down, Ray. Keep quiet.
Here, boy. Looky what we got here. Pretty little visitor. Morning, miss.
Good morning.
I'm Chad. This here's my brother, Hap. He younger than me, but you can see he grows a slight bigger.
Hello, Hap.
Hey. Hap's real glad to see you, miss. But he Can't tell you, something with his hands. You see, when he was just a little tyke, a rattlesnake bit him on the jaw and plumb paralyzed it.
Oh!
Now, get yourself back here, Hap. Excuse him, miss. He can't hardly contain himself. I mean, we don't get many visitors, especially pretty ones like you. Ain't that weird kind of a heavy problem for a little girl? Now, here, you let me and Hap just come in.
No, thanks. I can manage.
But these little hands of yours shouldn't get all uglied up. Here, let me...
No!
Ow! Hey, now there's no call for that, miss. No call to hit a man. Ah, looky here. You brought blood on my hand. Now, there's no call for that.
Let me alone.
Tire tool's dangerous, miss. Why, you might have broke a bone or something. We was only trying to be of a assist.
I don't need your help. No, let go of me.
Touch me. You. That's right. Take that little old tire iron half now. Miss, we gotta learn you some proper manners. Hap, we got trouble here.
That's right, Sheriff. Right, just keep backing off. You better call off your brother or you won't have any.
Yep. Hey, you come on back here, Hap.
You better listen to your brother, Hap, unless you get a yen to die quick.
Now, easy, mister. Hap's brains don't work too good.
All right. That's fine. Right, just keep moving. I don't know what hole you weasels crawled out of, but I'm giving you a short 10 count to crawl back.
We going, mister. We going already. Come on, half on the time.
Liza, you heard?
No. But I might reconsider. Maybe there is a fate worse than death.
Yeah. Come on, let's get out of here.
Ray. Here. Let me help you.
Just get that wheel back on. Get it on, huh?
We've got to stop and get that arm treated.
Just get the wheel on. The law will have Route 90 roped off in 10 minutes if those buzzards recognize me. If they didn't, they'll be back here with neighbors and shotguns.
Ray? You awake?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, it's all dark.
Clouds over the moon.
Where we parked?
Side of a road.
Wow, those sleeping pills really knocked me out. I don't remember anything.
Not even any bad dreams?
No dreams at all.
That's good.
Yeah, I never did like dreams.
I did, but not anymore.
Well, why aren't we moving? Why have you stopped?
Waiting for you to wake up.
Why?
You can't go on, Ray, without some good food in you. Without doing something about that arm. You've got a fever, Ray. It's still a long drive to the oil patch. Even if you made it, you can't check in there half dead. There's some motel cabins just ahead. How about renting one for a while?
A cabin?
Nice, warm cabins down there along the river. Dream motel, they call it. I guess because it's a favorite with local honeymooners. Have you ever been married, Ray?
Have you?
Once. Well, how about the cabin? There's a general store down the hill. I'll get groceries and some first aid stuff. I'll sign us in. No one will see you. What about it?
Why not?
How's that feel, Ray?
Oh, I haven't been on a real bed for 15 years.
Let's get these filthy clothes off. Then you take a good hot shower while I go to the store. Here, raise up a little. I'll take your coat. There. That's better, isn't it?
It's late. Late, isn't it?
Pretty late.
What's the time?
Almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Three o'clock.
Can I tell you a little about myself, Ray?
Yeah, sure. You're a hard one to figure.
I was married at 16. It was a bad deal. Very bad. I didn't get over the hurt for a long time. Then I met Fred. It was beautiful with Freddie. A real beautiful thing. We were so happy. Maybe you wouldn't know about that. Maybe you never knew what it was. I'll never know it again either. Two wins like that never happen. Ray, it's time.
Time?
3 o'clock. Time to go west.
Gun.
Yes. And I lied about that, Ray. I do know how to use it.
I figured you did. Why didn't you use it before you had chances?
Not any I wanted to take. You always had it in that inside coat pocket. Too risky slipping it out.
Well, why now? Why do it at all?
The boy you killed so easily back at the station. Like a bug. That was my Freddy.
Ah. Yeah, I should have figured that. That was dumb. The Jeep was dead. Somebody. You. You had to come and take him home. But you had chances, a lot of chances. To get out of the car, run away, call the cops. Why?
You think I wanted them to do it?
Vengeance. Inflicting punishment in return for injury. It's an old tradition. It seems so fair and satisfying. When asked for the one word that might serve as a rule of practice for all one's life, Confucius said, "Is not the word reciprocity? Do not do to others what you do not want done to you, especially if the deed is an act of murder. I shall return shortly."
If you've been putting money aside, you can almost see inflation eroding its buying power. Unless it's earning high interest rates or substantial dividends. And right now, thanks to Dreyfus Liquid Assets, even a small investment can profit from the currently high interest rates with complete cash availability. Think of your Dreyfus Liquid Assets account as an income-earning investment with free checking privileges. Privileges that allow you to pay bills and still earn money till the checks clear. You can even withdraw all or part of your cash by phone. There's never a penalty, never a sales or withdrawal charge. To get all the details, call toll-free 800-228-5000 for a simple, no-jargon information booklet and a prospectus including management fee, charges, and expenses. Find out how Dreyfus Liquid Assets helps you get the lion's share from today's high interest rates. Read the prospectus carefully before you invest. 800-228-5000. No charge for the call. 800-228-5000. Call now.
Vengeance may indeed, as they say, be sweet. However, follow-up studies surely indicate that sweetness, so gained, turns sour. In the case of vengeful murder, we have the ultimate crime. Crime which is done and cannot be reversed, and for which restitution cannot be made. When a murderer is killed, regardless of motive, the deed is done. And there is no calling back this side of the day of judgment. Our cast included Larry Haynes, Roberta Maxwell, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Preview of our next tale.
We ask you now to leave us, to walk down that path through the glade towards your spaceship and never return to us again.
This is ridiculous.
You cannot or will not hear the music.
You people are crazy.
Leave us. Leave us this moment. Your very presence here is offensive.
Okay. Have it your way. I'll leave. But I guarantee you, I'll be back.
I assure you, Mr. Brock, you will never return to us. That is, until you are a changed man.
Imperial Highness, allow me to escort this man through the glade. I would not wish him to lose his way.
This is Tammy Grimes, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Chicago, News Radio 78. You know, warm Sunday mornings are just great for a drive in the country, especially if that drive takes you to a favorite dining landmark, the Mill Race Inn on the Fox River in Geneva, Illinois. Sundays are special at the inn. Besides enjoying fresh air, blooming greenery, and the famous Mill Race ducks, patrons can now indulge in old-fashioned country breakfast guaranteed to satisfy even the heartiest appetites. Served from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. each Sunday, country breakfasts begin with freshly baked homemade muffins and choice of juice, followed by a steaming bowl of oatmeal served with brown sugar and butter. And then the entree. Choose from the German apple pancake, sautéed sole, French toast, and more. Egg dishes are served with country ham, homemade sausage, and slab bacon. Be sure to leave room for dessert. Yes, dessert. You see, there's apple or peach brown Betty. Selected dinner items are also served from 11:30 a.m. with a complete menu from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mill Race Inn, where Route 38 crosses Route 25 in Geneva, Illinois.
CBS News, this is Rob Armstrong. Britain and Argentina have reportedly begun talks about an Argentine surrender on the Falkland Islands. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was greeted with cheers in the House of Commons when she announced a ceasefire around the Falklands capital, Stanley. In Buenos Aires, the mood is said to be angry and sad. There have already been calls for the country's military leaders to step down. In London, it was festive, as David Jackson reports.
There was a rowdy but friendly crowd awaiting Prime Minister Thatcher as she returned to 10 Downing Street tonight. They cheered and they sang. Mrs. Thatcher got out of her car and stopped briefly in front of the door. Then told waiting reporters she simply had to go down to the crowd, which was waiting behind barricades a half block away. There were Union Jacks and Union Jack hats and cheers of victory and God save the Queen. CBS News, London.
British troops pushed to within 3 miles of Stanley on Monday before the ceasefire was announced. Britain says white flags of surrender started appearing in Stanley as the British moved closer. CBS News continues after this message.
Have you heard of Charles Schwab? You may not know him, but Wall Street does, because Charles Schwab has built a giant brokerage firm on a single idea. Investors who don't need brokers' advice shouldn't have to pay for it. When Charles Schwab customers buy or sell, they save up to 75% of the commissions they'd pay full commission brokers. At Charles Schwab and Company, brokers don't advise. They execute orders, often in 60 seconds. Securities in every account are SIPC protected to $500,000. Idle investment cash can be automatically transferred to a money market fund. fund. Today, Charles Schwab's company, a member of the New York Stock Exchange, is the largest discount brokerage firm in the country with over 40 offices nationwide. If you can decide on your own what securities you want to buy or sell, phone Charles Schwab and save up to 75% on broker's commissions. For your free information kit and rate schedule, call this toll-free number in the continental U.S. now, 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. Remember, when you know what you want Charles Schwab.
The Soviet Union has issued a blunt warning to Israel to halt its military operation in Lebanon. The statement cited the proximity of the Middle East to the Soviet border and said events there cannot help affecting the interests of the Soviet Union. Israeli troops, with the help of right-wing Christians, have surrounded the Palestinian sector of Beirut, with nothing allowed in or out without Israeli approval. Palestinian leaders, including PLO chief Yasser Arafat, are said to be in hiding. Arafat has reportedly vowed not to surrender. Officials in the western Maryland town of Grantsville are taking precautions at this hour. A truck carrying highly radioactive waste has possibly sprung a leak while passing through the town. Sheriff's dispatcher Jeff Frott says roadblocks have been set up around the truck.
So far, being it was just a minor, it was just a small leak. We didn't have it rushing down a road anywhere. The initial thing that was done was we evacuated within a mile all the residents in the area, which consisted of possibly 200 people, 200 residents.
Representatives of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission are due at the site within the next hour. Savings and loan officials have issued a gloomy report on the state of the housing industry and the prospects for recovery. The report by the U.S. League of Savings Associations said the high cost of housing is simply closing the door on a lot of people who want to buy a house, especially young people buying their first home. The study also said the average price of a house last year jumped to $72,000, and the report said things don't look much better this year. Now this.
Weekdays on CBS television. Watch your favorite daytime dramas. Follow the continuing story of people locked in a struggle of passion, right and wrong, coming face to face with themselves and their desires on The Young and the Restless. Then, it's drama you'll never forget as intrigue, triumph, and tragedy take center stage on As the World Turns. Don't miss The Young and the Restless and As the World Turns. Weekdays on CBS television. Check your local listings for the time.
American businesses today face a computer dilemma. They want a desktop business computer with the power to rival more expensive mini computers, but priced like a so-called personal computer.
You've got it, American business, from Victor. The Victor 9000 business computer is priced under $5,000 like a personal, yet the Victor has the kind of memory and storage capacity that business applications demand, considerably more than the IBM personal or Apple III computers.
Your Victor dealer is listed in the Yellow Pages. Victor Business Products is a Kidde company. It was back in 1978 that Leslie Brown gave birth to the first so-called test tube baby, a baby fertilized outside the mother's womb and then surgically implanted. A few hours ago in Bristol, England, Leslie Brown made more history. She became the first woman to give birth a second time through in vitro fertilization. The new baby, Natalie Jane, is said to be doing very nicely, as is the mother. The first child, Louise Brown, is almost four now. She's said to be a normal, healthy youngster. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
This is CBS News Radio 78, WBBM Chicago.
And it's 11:35 on WBBM Chicago.